Brewers got something really cool going on. It's the Brewers winter warm-up. It's super awesome. It's going to be held coming up this next weekend, and there are tickets still available. It's really, really cool. And there's something cool that you can do if you go to the warm-up. Rick Schlesinger is the president of business operations for the Milwaukee Brewers, and he is with us on the hotline. Rick, it's always good when we can catch up. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on this afternoon, actually.
Man, we're so glad that you're with us. So tell us the premise behind Brewers Winter Warm-Up. What's going to be happening here?
Yeah, we are really excited about it. It's going to be the Miller High Life Theater downtown. It's been an event that we've resuscitated, if you will, the old Brewers on Deck, which was at the convention center, for logistical reasons, was not available. So we're looking at a little smaller space. So it's a little bit more of a smaller kind of presentation. We've got autograph sessions with current players, alums, future stars. We've got a show that we're going to have at a main stage theater there, and just a great opportunity to sort of, you know, get excited about the 2024 season, meet some of the players, get autographs, and have fun and mingle with some of these guys. So it's something fun to do in the middle of winter as we start thinking about the season.
And so, Rick, if you can try and describe the fan experience over the course of these 2 days and how it is sort of split up, including what's in downtown Milwaukee, how would you best describe it?
Yeah, it's sort of a fan fest, as I would describe it. Again, given the constraints of the space, we if people have been to Brewers on Deck, where, you know, it was basically the whole convention space, this is a much smaller venue, so we're limiting it to the things that the fans wanted. And the number one thing was autograph sessions with the players, which we're going to have. And the other thing that everybody wanted was sort of a main stage theater. So there's going to be a show for an hour and a half that starts at noon, and it'll give a chance to show these guys and sort of their personalities, have some fun with it. Little game show antics, opportunity again to really understand these guys and have fun with it. And the autograph sessions beforehand, there'll be food and beverages obviously available. So it's kind of a mini fan fest. Given the space, we're going to make use of everything we can. But again, capacity is limited. So that's why, a lot of these things are going to be sold out. In fact, we have a kids clinic, not at the Milwaukee High Life Theater, but at a sports academy that's already sold out for the Sunday. But we still have some tickets left for January 13, the autograph sessions and the main stage. So,
Rick Schlesinger with us. He's the president of business operations for the Brewers. So it's January 13th, the Saturday at Miller High Life Theater. And Rick, this is so cool because opening day is amazing at American Family Field. And there's an exclusive opportunity to purchase single game tickets for the home opener. Is that right?
Yeah, people that purchase tickets for this winter warm-up event have a sort of an early crack at getting tickets for the home opener, which obviously is a very popular day on the calendar. We're playing the Twins, 3:10 start in just a couple of weeks, if you think about it, before you know it. And so it's an opportunity for people who want to come to this event to also get an opportunity to get, opening day tickets.
And Rick, you guys always try and find ways to engage fans really throughout the entire year. I did have a lot of people ask me specifically at our event last year at Dugout 54, which was outstanding, hey, do you know if On Deck is coming back? Is that the idea? Maybe it'll come back in the future, or are you kind of experimenting with this new format given some of the restrictions on spaces that you've previously used?
Yeah, we would love to bring On Deck back, and frankly, with the plans for winterization of the building here at the stadium, we're thinking this could be a great opportunity to have Brewers on deck at the ballpark, which would give us a lot of space, obviously. So we definitely are looking into that, and that will be determined on the timing of winterization. But, winterization could be done after the 24 season, which means after the 25 season, we could bring Brewers on deck to the ballpark here.
Man, that would be so cool, Rick. Speaking of winterization, what's going on out there? What's on the wish list for things that could be hosted there once the winterization is done? Could we host a Final Four? What other sorts of things will you be interested in?
Yeah, I mean, literally, take your imagination and go with it, because if we winterize the building, it is completely accessible and usable for all kinds of events. So people have come up to me and talked about, wrestling, monster truck shows, obviously concerts, basketball. We had Wisconsin men's and women's teams here play last November. I'd love to have another basketball tournament here. Marquette, Wisconsin, UW Green Bay, UWM would be kind of a fun tournament. You could do hockey here. you could do, you know, any kind of show. So, you know, we're looking to sort of see what could develop and what's available. And, you know, with winterization, you really open the door, frankly, to so many different kinds of events, including some that probably don't exist right now, but in 10 years could be the next big thing. And, you know, we want to put American Family Field on the map, not just for summer baseball and summer concerts, but for off-season events as well.
Rick, last time I was by the stadium, the scoreboard was down. Boy, that really stands out when the scoreboard is missing.
Yeah.
We knew that's a huge off-season project. Where do things stand in terms of getting that in place for opening day?
Yeah, it's all on schedule, and I'm looking at the scoreboard right now, or what used to be, and it's just a lot of steel. We have a lot of cranes. All of the LED boards that will be ready to go are already inside the ballpark, so no worries about supply chains with that. Very excited on the project. We've got, you know, 12,000 square feet plus going up on the main center field display, and then another display in right field, another 2,500 square feet. So, you know, it'll be a dramatic change for fans who are used to, you know, what used to be a large scoreboard of 5,900 square feet. So just double it and then add some, and that'll give you the new experience.
I got to give you credit, Rick, because as we've talked over the course of the past year about the funding bill and package for American Family Field, you were always optimistic and you always said, you know what, I'm not going to get in the weeds until there's something done, but it's going to get done. And it did. How would you describe the feeling that you have now that it's in the rearview mirror and it's going to get done?
Yeah, no, it was, I always was optimistic. You know, I sort of felt like maybe my job was on the line a little bit, but the reality is I had a lot of confidence in the elected officials, both locally and in Madison, and, you know, had great discussions with Democrats and Republicans, with Milwaukee elected officials, with, you know, upper Northwest Wisconsin officials. And everybody understood the importance of keeping the Brewers here. And, you know, we weren't going to get every vote. And obviously, we didn't get it passed unanimously in the Senate or in the Assembly. But the reality is, it was bipartisan. We got Democrats and Republicans who have a hard time agreeing on much, agreeing that, you know, the Brewers and this ballpark were deserving of the funding. And we're just really thrilled that we're going to be here through 2050. And there's no shortage of great projects ready to go. And now that we have the funding in place, people should feel very comfortable that this ballpark will remain a jewel and a state-of-the-art facility.
Yeah, we're all better off because of that. There's no doubt about it. So Brewers winter warm-up is on Saturday, January 13th at Miller High Life Theater. Going to be autograph signings, going to be cool stuff going on, going to be a show that takes place. Ricky Weeks will be there. Pat Murphy will be there. And you can buy single-game tickets to the home opener if you are there. Brewers.com/winter warm-up. Just go to Brewers.com if that's all you can remember. You'll find it there. Brewers.com/winter warm-up. Going to be a cool thing during a cold time of year. Rick Schlesinger is the president of business operations for the Brewers. Rick, it's always good to have you on. Thank you.
Thank you very much.